Logic's bets in the cut, got the game on lock. Flipping dimes, calling shots, every move non-stop. 615, bully slayer, player odds like dice. In the trap house, betting lines, making racks feel nice. Pushing the line, we don't fold, don't shy. Cashing tickets, counting green to the sky. On the podcast, we ball, roll the spread. Money talk, never walk, bets ahead. Pauly Slayer stacking chips like he bricks. Magic's calling plays, mixing schemes so slick. Numbers on the board, all these digits don't lie. In this trap house, sports best we fly. Pushing the line, we don't fold, don't shy. Cashing tickets, counting green to the sky. On the podcast, we ball, roll the spread. Money talk, never walk, bets ahead. Got your bankroll rising like the early morning sun. From parlays to straight plays, we stun. Twisted stats, breaking news, all for the gain. In this world of odds, we reign. Lines moving swift like the rate in the night. Heavy hitters in this game got the insight. Magic's with the tip, 615 with the hit. Podcast worldwide, see us never miss. Hey.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Another episode.
Going on.
Week 15 NFL. It's going to be a good one, I think.
I hope so. It's week one playoffs for a lot of people in fantasy, so I hope we get some good games today. Speaking, I got some shout-outs, too, before we start.
Go ahead and run it. I'll talk about my fantasy in a second.
Huh?
You go ahead and run that, and I'll talk about my fantasy in a second.
Oh, yeah. So y'all see my background. A big congratulations and shout-out to Jackson State University, HBCU, winning the Celebration Bowl, which is their national championship, which is played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, the same place the college football national championship played at.
Sorry, I had to do that.
And a former Jackson State player, Travis Hunter, winning the Heisman Trophy yesterday. Shouts out to them. Continued success. It was a good day yesterday for college football for Jackson State and Travis Hunter. It was a good day. Proud to see it.
It's good to see Jackson State continue what Deion helped start.
Yes.
He helped get them on the right path, and then the coach they promoted was coaching under Deion and learned a few things, and he has kept the momentum going.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they got some money coming into the program, or should I say money appropriated the correct way, now that Deion did some digging and got things straight down there.
Yeah, they looked good yesterday.
What up, Sneezy?
Defense looked good. What's up, man? Defense looked good yesterday. They won 28-7. They beat a good South Carolina State team. South Carolina couldn't get nothing going. It was a good game. I actually watched it. Now, I didn't watch the second bowl game. I fell asleep. The South Alabama game, but I looked at the score. It looked pretty good, too.
So, most of you guys know that Mike is currently out with a torn Achilles, so he's got a lot of free time on his hands. I just started my vacation on Friday, and I don't go back to work till January the 2nd, so I'm going to have a little more free time on my hands. So we're probably going to put out a few more episodes during that time. And I am officially on vacation mode. As you can see, I have a drink fixed. And one of my supervisors back in the day, very wise man, Mark Dillmore, told me that you can't drink all day if you don't start first thing in the morning. So I'm started.
Mark Dillmore was an alcoholic, by the way. Anybody who tell you that, they are a full-blooded alcoholic.
Hey, I'm going to call him and tell him you said that. I need to call him and tell him Merry Christmas anyway.
I think you're going to be surprised at my game of the day. That's not what you...
Well, no. I think it's going to be the same game as mine.
No.
Because the game that you're talking about, I got somebody covering by -2. I guarantee you.
It ain't.
All right, let's start this out. Dallas Cowboys versus Carolina Panthers.
There you go.
Panthers are favored for the first time in the 2024 season, despite three straight losses.
They are a 3-point favorite with the total over under 42.5.
Now, don't get me wrong. This is not the same Carolina Panthers team that we've been talking about all year long. Bryce Young, after he sat down, he came back and he just started to play.
Yeah, he looks good. He looks real good. He looks better. I don't know what fountain of youth Adam Thielen goes to every week, but that dude, he just produces every week.
He got to be talking to Tom Brady or something.
He got to be doing something.
Then you got Xavier Leggett, however you want to say it, depending on where you're from. He country as hell, can't understand a damn thing he says, but the boy's starting to ball.
He's starting to get there, man.
Except for that one pass he dropped.
Like, against us, they should have beat us, but he dropped it.
Chuba Hubbard, still steamrolling. Jonathan Brooks is out for the season, so Chuba's going to have to carry a little more load than well, he's been carrying the load, but
yeah.
Brooks has been spelling him. He's going to have to carry the whole load pretty much now.
That may have saved Chuba Hubbard from getting traded.
Hubbard wasn't getting traded. Hubbard just signed that contract. They're not going to take that dead money.
I know it, but I'm just saying, it was some rumblings about it even after he got that contract extension, just being Carolina doing stupid things. I think they thought they had something in Jonathan Brooks, but to have two consecutive ACL injuries in the same knee, matter of fact, now I think they may go out in the offseason and get another running back, because I'm pretty sure Miles Sanders is going to be gone.
Miles Sanders will be gone. Miles Sanders is on the back end of his career. I don't know why they're not getting him touches, but he's still a serviceable vet. And good news surrounding the Panthers is owner David Tepper has said he needs to be more hands-off. Now, whether he follows that or not, we'll see. But him taking a more hands-off approach would be beneficial to that team.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Jerry Jones?
Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys. You playing a team that you might need to listen to.
They ain't gonna listen.
I actually got Carolina covering by 2.
You got Carolina to win?
Yeah, and covering 2 points.
Mm.
I mean, Cooper Rush has been playing okay, but you can't rely on him.
I would have picked the Cowboys in this game if Overshown wouldn't have got hurt. He was a big deal to their defense. And they still may unleash Michael Parsons on it. They still, I don't know. It just seems unreal to even think that I'm considering the Panthers winning this game. That's just really, really weird for me. I do think Rico Dowdle will have a hell of a game today.
Well, considering the Panthers' run defense is ranked 31st in the NFL, that is a very good possibility.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if they are playing from behind, then he will not have a great game because they're going to have to pass. I do have CeeDee Lamb going over 5.5 receptions.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you can. CeeDee Lamb going to get his catches. It's the yards that get tricky.
Yeah.
They're going to get him the ball. They're always going to get him the ball. It's just how and where they get him the ball.
And this actually could be I wouldn't say a high-scoring game, but a pretty decent-scoring game.
I hope it is.
Let me see what the over-under on this one is. Dallas. The over-under on this one is 42.5.
Mm-hmm.
21, just over 21 points each. That's possible.
If they got the Panthers winning by 3, that would be 23-20.
Yeah. That's about where I see this game.
Yeah.
I took 2 points just to be a little safe. It's going to be close. Actually, I think every game except for the Giants game this week is going to be pretty close. I think they're all going to be within 5 points. Well, maybe not this next game or the Titans game, but, you know. Speaking of the next game, Kansas City Chiefs versus the Cleveland Browns. And of course, you know what I'm always looking for when the Browns play.
Who, Jameis Winston?
What is he going to say before, during, and after the game? Boy.
Hey, the Chiefs are a 4.5-point favorite over under 41.5.
By the way, I'm being festive with my drink.
That is a that's a lower scoring game than the Cowboys Panthers. Oh, and before we move to this game, it is supposed to be a little weather in that Cowboys Panthers game as well.
It is in Carolina, yep.
Mm-hmm. A lot of these games today, because maybe rain, snow, whatever it may be, a lot of them, especially outdoors, will have weather implications on it. I tell you what I do like today in this Chiefs-Browns game. I like Myles Garrett. The Chiefs' offensive line been really, really shaky. I like Myles Garrett coming off that edge today.
DJ Humphries has been shaky.
Yeah. What's the guy that always go offside? Juwan Taylor, is that his name?
Yeah.
Juwan something.
Juwan Taylor's on the right side. Myles Garrett is going to be mostly facing DJ Humphries on that left side.
Yeah. I'm just saying the Juwan Taylor guy, he got to keep his ass on sides, quit getting stupid penalties all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know if this game will be really high scoring because of, you know, their weather get kind of crazy in Cleveland. That may be why the over-under is so low.
Put Jameis down for interception.
He been praying to God about pick sixes, but I don't know if he prayed to God about the interception.
No. He know they gonna happen.
I don't know how the Chiefs backfield is going to do. See, it's weird because you're in the playoffs and you got Pacheco, but Pacheco still hasn't taken over that backfield. They still relying on Hunt.
Well, he did get some touches last week, which was good to get him in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when you have two backs like that, you get both of them touches and you get into the playoffs. Yeah, well, they in the playoffs. They clinched the West.
Yeah, that's over.
But you got to keep your backfield fresh.
Mm-hmm.
In the playoffs, if you cannot run the ball, you're not going to win. And also in the playoffs, if you're playing outside, if you cannot pass in that cold weather, you're killing yourself. Which brings me to a point when we get to your game. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, yeah, the Chiefs have already clinched their 9th consecutive AFC West title.
Mm-hmm.
9 in a row. Where they do that at?
That division been bad for a long time.
Kadarius Toney made his first catch in a long time.
Yeah, he caught that contract to say he got cut this weekend.
He caught a ride the fuck up out of there.
That dude, man.
Shit.
Was he not a first rounder?
He was for the Giants.
I thought so. That's...
But. At the same time, that's typical Giants shit.
That's true. But, the Giants, man, that's another story for another day. I'm taking the Chiefs to win this game. I'm thinking about 20-17.
I could see that. I think it's going to be a close one unless Jameis makes a bunch of mistakes late trying to make a comeback and then it get out of hand. But for the most part, I think it's going to be close throughout. Got two teams that can run the ball.
Yep.
So that's where that game's gonna be determined in that run game.
I don't really have no receiving stats for that game because of the weather. I don't really like it, and I know Jameis. I know he's gonna try to force the ball. If I was to go with anything, I would take Judy on the low end, maybe like 4 catches. That may be. I can see Judy. I could see Kelce. What's Kelce's backup? Is that Noah Gray?
Noah Gray, yep.
I can see Noah Gray catching 3 passes. Noah Gray been coming along in that offense, too. I wouldn't go over 3 catches for anybody. I wouldn't fool with the yards. I don't know.
Well, this is the time of year where weather becomes a bigger factor than it has been all year. And when I'm looking at my props and looking at games, I'm always looking at the weather or what's projected. And if I don't trust it, I don't do it. I mean, you don't have to bet on every game.
Yeah, no,
So
absolutely.
this is one of the games I don't have anything on.
Just watch it. Well, don't even watch it because it may be boring.
I mean, shit, watch it, enjoy it, because a lot of games that we thought were going to be boring, it turned out to be barn burners a couple of times this year. Speaking of barn burners, this one might be one, Miami Dolphins versus Houston Texans.
This is my game of the week.
Okay, I stand corrected.
What you thought it was going to be, the Eagles and the Steelers?
No. When you say you,
The Lions and the Bills.
when you say when you come off and say that you'd be surprised by my game of the week, I know it's not Philadelphia.
Oh, what you thought it was, who would you think it was going to be?
My game of the week, which is the Buffalo Bills versus Detroit Lions.
Oh, no. No, that's not a surprise because that's for most normal people that would be the game of the week. But no, mine is Miami and Houston. I think this could it has the because it's indoors in Houston. It has the potential to be like that Buffalo Rams game.
Yep, and it's got a lot of
Potentially.
playoff, has a lot of playoff implications.
Yes, it has a lot of playoff implications. It has a lot of, you have a lot of playmakers in it, people in your fantasy in this game. The over-under is 46 and a half. Houston is a 3-point favorite. Miami coming in and they hot. Tua have been the number one quarterback since he came back. 300 yards every game. Jonnu Smith looked like Travis Kelce looked 5 years ago.
Jonnu Smith does not have a good matchup this week, so I would stay away from Jonnu. The Texans play well against tight ends.
Yeah.
Where they fall short is against receivers.
Good, because I got Hill and Waddle.
I took Hill over 60, I think 68 and a half yards. Hill is gonna get his. This will be the game that he comes back and get his. Hell, him and Waddle might both get it.
I hope so. Now, in saying that, don't be surprised if Jonnu Smith have a decent game. Last week he had an awful game until overtime. He took over in overtime and he covered most every bet that he made last week, which was crazy. This game, you got Nico Collins on the other side. You got Joe Mixon, you got Tank Dell, Dalton Schultz, CJ Stroud. You got Tua, Tyreek Hill, Devon Achane, Jalen Waddle. It has all the makings to be like a 34-31 game. So this is my game of the week. This may be my touchdown field goal prop game of
That might be possible. As a matter of fact, one of my bets, I do have the Texans kicker, Kyahmi Fairbairn, to get over 7.5 points kicking.
I picked him up on one of my fantasy leagues. He's had a hell of a year too.
Yep, he's
If
been
I ain't
consistent.
mistaken, he's been the most consistent 50-plus yard kicker this season.
Yep, and with the Dolphins surging right now, and them winning four of their five last games. This could be a good one.
It could be. Then it's warm weather, so that and this time of year, if you get the Dolphins indoors and it's over 40 degrees, the Dolphins are a good football team. It's when they're outside in the cold, you don't want to fool with them.
They are. And if they lose today, they only have like a 4% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah. Now, the reason that I did, I have an inkling of hope for Jonnu Smith is because, of course, you've seen Azeez Al-Shaair.
He's out.
He suspended 3 or 4 games for that unnecessary hit on Trevor Lawrence, and also their safety, Jalen Petrie, is out. Now, I seen that you wrote in your notes about Henry Tuatua,
Yep.
but we'll see. We'll see. Mike McDaniel, he'll move him around if they try to do something on him. Jonnu Smith been their most reliable player this season.
All season long. Yep.
So we'll see.
All right. So this next game, the New York Jets versus Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, before we get into game detail, the greatest football coach of NFL history called these folks this week trying to see about their job opening. And they also had to tell him something negative because he took the North Carolina job.
He called the Jets?
Yeah, he called the Jets to inquire about their job. Well, I mean, you know, with the transfer portal opening this past week, Carolina, North Carolina kind of needed an answer in a hurry. So I think what he did was he wanted to be back in the NFL, obviously. And he says that he's in Carolina without the intentions of leaving. But his contract says if for some reason I do bad and they want to do a buyout, then the buyout's not that bad, so they'll get me up out of here and I can go back to the NFL.
His son will take over then, won't he? Was that not in the contract?
Supposedly. You know how those things go.
I could see Bill coaching his Jets team, too. They kind of built like an old-school Patriots team. Great, good defense. Well, their defense, now, it had a little slippage this year.
Good defense, old quarterback.
Yep. That would have been, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers is back next season, so that's null and void.
He's not. But anyway, both teams out of playoff contention. They will be taking these last few games to see who they will and will not keep next season. So don't be surprised if you see people playing that haven't been playing this week.
Yeah.
I mean, this year. So they might get a few looks at some people.
Mac Jones is the starter today, correct?
Correct.
This may be one of them games you may not want to do too much on.
Just a one
favorite. The total is 40.5. I think that's one of the lowest of the day. Actually, it is the lowest over under of the day.
Brees Hall still out too.
Huh?
Brees Hall is still out.
Brees Hall is, they keep saying he's questionable, which I wish he was playing because this Jacksonville run defense is not the greatest. Far from the greatest. I got him in right now. If I get any reports while we doing the show, I'll let you know. But right now they saying he is playing. He practiced yesterday. So we'll see. I'm kind of scared. I want to play Brian Thomas Jr., but I'm not sure. Evan Engram is out. Only reason that I want to play him, Evan Engram is out for the season. He's on IR. He's done. And he's pretty much a one option and a two option. You have no Gabe Davis. You have no is Christian Kirk? Is he out too, right?
He's out for season, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's Brian Thomas or nobody. Like, who is a second option?
I don't trust Mac Jones.
I don't either. But I'm just saying, if he has to throw the ball – he's kind of like in his old teammate Malik Nabers situation. Like Malik Nabers and CeeDee Lamb, they going to get the ball. You don't know how far they're going to go, when they're going to get it. But, I mean, they just going to throw it to him because it's all they got.
So this one of those situations where I say if you don't trust it, don't do it.
Yeah, just let it go.
Speaking of old teammates with Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, actually this is not a teammate of theirs, but LSU. A lot of people call him wide receiver U. Berrien Brown, wide receiver for the University of Kentucky. Pearl Cone, alumni, transferred to LSU this week.
Let's go.
Man, that means I'm going to have to watch some LSU games, even if I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, they'll play Tennessee next season, won't
they? Yeah, probably, and I hope not, because that boy got some wheels on him.
I'm taking the Jets 24-13.
I'm on the Jets myself. I don't have a predicted score, But I wasn't confident in the spread, which was 3.5 when I first started looking at it. But the Jets, I'll take them straight up.
Yeah, I just think that, the Jets are going to win. If the Jets don't win this game, you might as well not even play Aaron Rodgers no more. I don't even know who the Jets' backup quarterback is. They don't even matter. Put him
the
in.
The Jets' backup quarterback is absolutely, I don't know.
I don't think nobody, though. No.
It don't matter.
Aaron Rodgers might not even know.
He don't. You know it. He's the one of those people who like, it's not my job to teach him.
Yeah, he.
All right, we got the Washington Commanders versus New Orleans Saints, which is the second biggest spread of the week at -7.5.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Carr is out. What's his name? Jake Haener?
Jake Haener is in. Did you see those pictures that he took?
Oh, my God. Sassy.
Yeah, he looked like he just ready to get tackled.
He had automatic pause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm taking Washington in the 7.5.
I don't know, but I wasn't sold on the 7.5. I'm not sold on any of the spreads this week. It's because a lot of people are playing for playoff contention. A lot of coaches are coaching for the opportunity to coach again this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, next year. And then some coaches are coaching for their job.
Yep. With that being said, I'm taking Washington in the 7.5.
You know, I don't blame you.
And I normally don't. Spreads, y'all can tell by my name, 615 parlays. I really don't. If you look at my bets, I really don't fool with spreads. But sometimes you just see a game and you just be like, I'll take that one. And normally I wouldn't take a spread this high. I just think the Saints, they just don't have enough. Unless they get a hell of a defensive effort, I don't see it.
It's not going to happen. And right now, Washington's clinging on to that last wild card spot, so they're playing for something.
Yeah.
They want to prove that these last few games were a fluke because they haven't been playing lately how they were playing early in the year. So they're going to go out and see what they can do.
I will say this, man. Washington needs a second option at wide receiver. I like Zach Ertz. You know, I love it. I don't know nobody who don't like Terry McLaurin. But I think they just need another option. And if Eckler is still out because of
he's
the
still out. Yeah. I think he's on the 4-game.
He's on IR, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Brian Robinson, I would play him. I mean, of course, you always going to play Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
Amazingly, somehow, Derek Carr may be the backup if he passes concussion protocol, which he probably won't. But it was a report yesterday I was watching. If he's able to pass concussion protocol, he will be the emergency backup quarterback. So that's something to watch out for.
They did sign Brian DiNucci. As a backup, but you know, he's a no name.
Yeah.
He doesn't have time in the system, so that's why they're probably pushing for Derek Carr. And you said that the Washington Redskins need a #2 receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't get me wrong. Early in the year, when Jahan Dotson got traded to the Philadelphia Eagles, I asked myself, what the fuck is going on in Washington? Because I thought that Washington got wooed. I really thought that the Philadelphia Eagles and got over again. But I think Washington might have won that trade.
I don't think either one won or lost. What did Washington get? A draft pick?
Probably a draft pick.
He's useful. We'll get to that when we talk about the Eagles Steelers game, but you know, that passing game is been off.
Yeah. But I expected him to take some pressure off of the #1 and #2 receiver, and he hadn't done that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the game that we're talking about, yes, Washington. I'm with you there for them to win for sure. Spread, you got the spread, run it, cool. This second this next game is the highest spread of the week. Baltimore Ravens versus New York Giants. I don't think there's been a game with a spread that high all year.
I don't either. That is like a college football spread.
Yeah.
The Ravens are favored by 16.5, with the total being 42.5. That is a spread.
That's yeah.
A spread.
32-10.
That's 22. You damn near close.
I mean, the Ravens, the Giants are eliminated from playoffs. The Giants are starting a stretch where they're about to play 3 games in 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get up.
The Giants playing 3 and 11 or the Ravens?
No, the Ravens.
Okay.
If the Ravens get up by a favorable amount,
mm-hmm.
you can see Justice Hill getting more touches and them resting Derrick Henry. Lamar Jackson will not come out, but they will probably cut back on calling anything as far as a run for him. So I'd be careful on the run yards for that. Mm-hmm. I would like to see what Justice Hill is going to do today. I think he might get a few extra touches.
I was debating with myself in a group in one of my fantasy leagues about playing Mark Andrews today. But something told me not to play him, and I don't know what it was, but I think Mark Andrews may have a pretty decent day today. I can't choose between him and Zay Flowers, but one of them is going to have a good game. I'm leaning towards Zay Flowers because I know he's been getting kind of frustrated because he haven't been getting the touches.
Deontay Johnson is out.
Suspended. Yeah, and Deontay Johnson is out. If this gets out of hand, they just gonna kill the clock running the ball. So,
yeah. Tommy DeVito is of course starting. Because Drew Lock is out. It's interesting to see what he does. Everything is a question mark with the Giants this week, and of course they're gonna be playing from behind. So, Malik Nabers, I took his receiving. What was it at when I got it? I took Malik Nabers over 62.5, and I got it at -115. I think he gets that because he's the only weapon they got. They don't realize they got Jalin Hyatt.
Yeah.
Theo Johnson's been getting involved a lot, but he's up and down.
I got some breaking news.
What did Sleeper tell you?
Browns tight end David Njoku is inactive for today.
That definitely puts things in Kansas City favor.
Yep.
But the safety valve is gone.
Safety valve is gone.
If there is any passing in this game, it's going to be Jerry Jeudy.
Cedric Tillman comes back today.
Are you sure he's back?
I seen yesterday. Now, this is yesterday. I was in and out yesterday. My stepdaughter graduated. Congratulations to her. He is supposed to return today. I have not seen that he is in or out. That is strictly a report that I seen.
The last report I got is out.
So he is out.
That's the last report that I got, unless something has changed.
I don't even, what is he out for?
Man, look, he is out with, he's expected to be back on the 22nd. He is, it doesn't say what he is. Oh, concussion.
Okay, so it says if he passes concussion protocol, which he has yet to do, he has shown signs of improvement. So, that sounds like doubtful, not questionable.
Yeah, the two reports that I'm looking at says out, and the one report that I'm looking at right now says David Njoku questionable, but he is officially out.
Yeah. So no Tillman, no Njoku. So it's Jerry Jeudy or nothing, unless you really, really like Elijah Moore.
Don't nobody like him that much.
And if you do, you gotta really, really, you gotta really, really like Elijah Moore.
Hey, if you call Elijah Moore prop and get it right today, we might have a job for you. Might have to look man. Oh, no, your job ain't going nowhere.
Man, you know what? I almost took this next game as my game of the day. Almost. I'm serious, too.
I'm going to tell you why. So, you tell me why, but I'm going to tell you that this is the reason I'm drinking this early in the morning.
Go ahead. That ain't why. What the hell you say his name was that told you to drink all day long?
Mark Delmore.
I just got breaking news. Breece Hall is active. He is playing. He is active today.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. So I'll tell you why. First of all, it's the Bengals and the Titans. The Bengals are a 5-point favorite, 5.5-point favorite, over under 46. I'm going to tell you why. Also, it was reports about Tony Pollard, but he is playing today. The Bengals secondary is awful. Will Levis has been playing as good as Will Levis has played. Westbrook Akine, he did not get his touchdown last week. That breaks a streak of, what, 6 or 7 games he's got a touchdown in?
Yeah.
Pollard has been playing well. He's been getting really involved. Chid Okonkwo, he's up and down. Cincinnati can't stop nobody. But also, the Titans have a pretty good defense. I just figured this would be kind of a high-scoring game. I know the Titans don't really score a lot. I almost snuck this in. It's like a 28-24 game. And I think because it's in Tennessee, and, we done had a little rain, I just kind of figured the rain and the wind may slow down Cincinnati. And it may give Tennessee, a little edge, but not much. But Tennessee's defense is better than Cincinnati's defense, for sure.
And it helps that Awuzie is back.
And you got that. But I will say this about Cincinnati. I think they found something in Chase Brown. Chase Brown has been pretty good this season. He's getting better and better as the season is going along.
He is. A lot of people don't know he got a brother playing in the NFL also.
Twin, right? For Cincinnati. Twin. I mean, from Philadelphia.
Yeah, Sidney Brown.
Yeah.
That's his twin. One play offense, one play defense.
Cincinnati is still fighting for a playoff spot. They got a long shot. I mean, it's a long shot. Only thing Cincinnati can do is keep on winning, keep their head down, keep winning, and just hope some of these other teams slip up.
Well, Tennessee is one of those teams that they're evaluating things for next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think their coach is going to be safe because of the contract that he signed. They may be giving him an opportunity to learn, but he started to get a few things together over the past couple of weeks, but he's still making a lot of rookie coach mistakes. He went for it last week when he shouldn't have.
Yep.
Big mistake. That could have kept us in the game a little bit. Like you said, Will Levis is playing a little bit better. I think him being out with the injury and able to watch a little – actually, that's a common occurring theme with a lot of the quarterbacks, young quarterbacks this year. They come in, start, they either get benched or they get injured and have to watch for a few games, and then they come back and they play better.
Mm-hmm. And I was also with this being my potential game of the week, I was going off that rookie coach that y'all have over there.
What up, cuz?
You know, that rookie coach used to coach somebody. You don't think he gave the Titans defense some pointers?
I mean, he may have.
You know, he was the quarterback coach, right?
You talking about Callahan?
Yeah.
He was the offensive coordinator, but he didn't call plays.
But he know a little bit about Burrow. He know more about Burrow than anybody else over there.
Man, he know that whole offense over there. But that don't mean that you can't stop Burrow and Chase.
No, you not. I was just about to say whatever you are going to bet on Jamar Chase, you might well go on and bet it. That's a wrap. Whatever you want to put him down for, put him down for. I'm just saying he may know a little wrinkle or. If Joe Burrow put his foot like this, that means they throwing this way. He may know something that he could give the defense. Now, with that being said, you got Chase Brown back there. Chase Brown, I really like Chase Brown. Chase Brown can catch the ball out the backfield. He's really like a poor man's Christian McCaffrey. I'm not comparing him to Christian McCaffrey, y'all.
Take it with a grain of salt.
Stop that shit. As soon as you hear the name, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he has the potential and he plays like Christian McCaffrey. He catches the ball out the backfield. If he break that first line, Chase Brown got some speed on him.
Yep. I'm interested to see what Calvin Ridley's going to do today.
Me too. I'm interested to see what T. Higgins is going to do. He didn't have the best game last week.
And he fired his agent.
He fired his agent. And you also got Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. They're coming out, and they're saying they want T. Higgins back. So we'll see if Joe Burrow get him the ball this week. I don't know how they're going to do that. Only way I can see them doing that is if they do something with Joe Burrow's contract. Which he may. Joe Burrow seemed like that guy. So we'll see. That's interesting.
Yeah, Runchy said the talent evaluation is in question to me. They need to be evaluating everything with this team right now.
The Tigers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to be worried about their job and whether they're going to be here next year, because I think Rand Carthen is ready to clean this roster out of anybody who don't need to be here.
Yeah, he definitely will.
I think he's man enough to admit when he's made a mistake and cut his ties if needed.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I think the only person that may be safe, I think Tony Pollard is safe.
Tony Pollard's safe. I think even Will Levis is safe the way he's played lately, which I don't really agree with, because we got a high draft pick. We have an opportunity to get a franchise quarterback if needed, but I think they're going to go in a different direction and go offensive lineman when the draft comes around.
Yeah, y'all going to get Dillon Gabriel when he in about the third round.
Shh, don't say that.
Or you may get Drew Lock from the Giants.
Yeah, I agree with that. Awuzie needs a major game. Awuzie played good last week in his first game back. He definitely made a difference in the defense, and I look for him to do something else again today.
What's the Titans' record? 3-10?
Lost forever?
No, it's 3-10. So they tied with the Browns, the Panthers, the Jets, and the Jaguars, and the Patriots. So where does that put them as far as drafting?
Right now it's top five. I think we're at 4 or 5 right now.
Because the Raiders are 2-11.
Raiders are number one.
The Giants are 2-11.
I think Giants are either second or third, and then Jacksonville's like fourth, and then we're fifth.
Okay. You may not get the quarterback you want at number five.
No, you won't. That's the reason I said.
He said y'all are picking 7. Runt. Yeah. I didn't think y'all was that damn high.
Close enough that we ain't getting a quarterback.
If Will Levis keep playing the way he playing, I don't think y'all gonna get a quarterback.
You're right. Next game, New England Patriots versus the Arizona Cardinals. Earlier in the week, there were reports that Jerry Mayo could be coaching for his job if Robert Kraft realizes he made a mistake.
That is crazy.
But later on in the week, another report came out that Jerry Mayo may be safe. So who knows?
That is crazy. This game, I'm not watching it, first of all. If it come on Red Zone, I gander and look. Whatever. Anyway, I am playing Kyler Murray today in the first round of the playoffs. If this little 9-year-old size human being fucks me over today, I don't think I ever pick Kyler Murray again. Kyler Murray has so much talent in that 4'8" body. It is insane. This team, what's their record, man? 6-7. They've been playing okay. 8 or 9 weeks ago, Kyler Murray, they was talking about Kyler Murray being one of the top five in the MVP, and he has completely fell off. He has a better connection with Wilson than he does Harrison Jr., and that bothers me. I don't know what's going on. Trey McBride is phenomenal. Trey McBride, he can be the tight end one. If you pick him next year in your fantasy draft, I can promise you Brock Bowers and Trey McBride, they'll either be 1 and 2 or they'll be 1 and 3.
Man, you know, I'm in the keeper league. And next year, I'm going to have a choice of keeping Jahmyr Gibbs or Brock Bowers as my keeper.
Mm. Yeah. You keeping Gibbs?
Most likely.
Yeah. You can't let Gibbs go. Brock Bowers, I can only imagine if like Shadur or Cam Ward or somebody like that went to the Raiders. Brock Bowers would be phenomenal with a regular backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what he'll look like with a franchise quarterback. But we'll get to him in a minute. The Cardinals, they have to figure out how to get Marvin Harrison Jr. to be like Malik Knight. They have to figure this out. It shouldn't be a game where he don't get at least 5 catches.
It shouldn't be a game where he don't get at least 5 targets, and he don't get that halftime.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he don't score a touchdown, he is a non-factor. And with the playoffs starting in most fantasies, you may have to make some decisions. Would you play Calvin Ridley today or would you play Marvin Harris?
Calvin Ridley?
Would you play T. Higgins or Marvin Harrison?
Ooh.
T. But the fact that you have to think about it is a problem.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison Jr. was a fringe first round, early second round pick. T. Higgins was third, fourth round. I give you another one. Would you play Brian Thomas or Marvin Harrison? See, you shouldn't even have to think about that. That's how crazy it is. That's what I'm saying. Like Jordan Addison or Marvin Harrison.
I'm going Jordan Addison.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these is all people. When I ask you about Marvin Harrison, he should be somewhere up there with like Garrett Wilson or maybe like A.J. Brown, or that's the potential that we thought he had. And for some reason, they cannot incorporate him in his – Trey McBride is their number one option in his offense.
So here's my thing. And it actually happened in San Francisco this past week. When you have a star player that wants the ball – and Marvin Harrison's not begging for the ball, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. When you have a star player that wants the ball and needs to be involved in offense – you have your first drive scripted already. You go through it all week long in practice.
Mm-hmm.
Script some plays with Marvin Harrison. Yeah. Get him involved early.
Come on, man. Like, we ain't asking for much. It's not even on a fantasy aspect. It's just a what can make my team better aspect.
Yes. Deebo Samuel was crying this past week about not getting the ball. They scripted the first drive. He got targeted the first drive, but he looked like a Kadarius Toney while he was out there.
And he dropped the shit out of
a potential
touchdown pass. He dropped it.
Yep. It is what it is. I'm still taking Arizona.
Yeah, I'm going to take Arizona. I forgot to read the lines. They are a touchdown favorite. They are a 6-point favorite. And the over-under is 46.5, so they're expecting some points to get scored. That's 20. Yeah. What is that? 27.
23. Well, 27, 22.
27, 20.
27, 20. Yep. You know, my math don't be mathing sometimes.
What you think about Drake May in this game?
Drake May will be Drake May. He's still a rookie. He's starting to play better.
Mm-hmm.
He still does not have any weapons around him.
See, that's the thing with me. He got booty. He got Pop Douglas. It's another one. Hunter Henry. I think he has some decent weapons.
On any team in the league, Hunter Henry's the number 2 tight end.
Oh, yeah. Those
other receivers that you just mentioned are a number 3 or a number 4 receiver.
Yeah, but they I'm saying they're Jalen Polk, that's his name. Ain't he the rookie?
He the rookie.
Jalen Polk is a rookie. Pop Douglas is second season.
Just
I think.
something for her, yep.
Like they, I think they just have to come around. And Booty, I think this is his third or fourth season.
I think it's his second.
Okay. I think they just
young. They
young.
They
I don't. I don't know if they. Right now, speaking, you're right. They like a wide receiver three or four, but I think given time, I don't have my notes in front of me. I don't know who the Patriots' offensive coordinator is, but is it McDaniels? It's not McDaniels, is it?
It's not McDaniels. McDaniels been out of there.
Where is he at?
Looking for a job. Oh, he may end up in North Carolina.
The Patriots need an offensive coordinator.
They do.
A good one. I think they are young. I think they have the potential with a good offensive coordinator to be better than they are. Because I think Drake May can be – I think Drake May is pretty good, man. I really do. I got a little faith in Drake May.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Alex Van Pelt.
Who the hell is it?
He played quarterback in the league. I'm sorry. He said the Benson League.
Can we go to the next game? This is crazy to me.
What's crazy? The Colts versus Broncos?
Yeah.
Why is it crazy?
Who's the better team, Arizona or Denver to you?
Denver?
I figured Denver playing in Denver against Indy would be favored more than Arizona would against New England.
Well, you got Richardson who's playing better since he came back also.
And it's not much. I mean, the Broncos are a 4.5-point favorite over under 43.5. That's only a point and a half. I just figured that, you know.
And you got to think it's outside game. Weather may be a factor. Jonathan Taylor is built for built for games like this.
Yeah, they ain't giving him the ball.
Oh, they ain't going to have no choice if
weather's a factor. He's taking all the run plays, which is why I didn't draft Jonathan Taylor in none of my leagues.
So right now, both teams are in contention for playoffs. Right now, Denver holds a wild card spot. So if they win, they keep that. If they lose, it might be in jeopardy.
If you was to pick up, I always give out small lottery advice. Not, I ain't doing no plus 100,000 odd stuff. But if you wanted to play Denver defense for a touchdown today, I would play that. Single bet. I ain't saying put the house on it or put a lot on it. Look and see the odds for a Denver Broncos defensive touchdown. If you want to play that, just, you know, I always, when you have fun with bet, I always tell people the first thing you do, have fun. Do your research and just make sure. But, you know, this Denver Broncos defense, they're going to be on Anthony Richardson. They're going to force him to make bad throws. They're going to see how much he has learned since he sat down. Like Bryce Young did, and I forgot who else sat down. Will Levis. They're going to force him into some bad throws and some bad decisions. So if you wanted to play that, I would give it a go. I don't see Jonathan Taylor having a big game today.
Josh Downs is banged up. Mo Ali Cox is questionable. Other than that, they don't have any major people on the injury list.
Yeah.
So
I don't have no faith in Michael Pittman with Anthony Richardson at quarterback. I just don't.
Man, Pittman might be a trade target.
I mean, he have to be. And didn't they just pay him some money?
Well, if they did just pay him a contract, he ain't going nowhere because ain't nobody taking the dead money right now.
He got some form of an extension or something. I know he got that.
Okay.
I just don't. I don't see him being too much of a factor today. What's Denver's favorite by 4.5?
Yeah, I take Denver money line. Not sure what that's at right now, but I don't trust the spread either way.
No, I think Denver win this game.
Now, this is my game of the week.
I don't know what the weather's like in Denver right now, but I'm going to assume it's not warm.
It's not. It never is.
So, yeah, I got Denver in this game. What I would do, I would take Bo Nix over 25 yards rushing. That may be my only play in this game.
That ought to be a good one. Speaking of rushing and rushing quarterbacks, Buffalo Bills versus Detroit Lions.
Now this should, and on a normal human being,
I'm normal today.
Game of the day.
I'm normal today.
Yeah.
This is a game that I will be watching. One, because my roommate is a Buffalo Bills fan. Me, Detroit Lions is like my side chick. So I like to watch Detroit Lions games. I've been watching Detroit since they were on Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what they got going on. They have the playoffs clinched. I think Buffalo has the playoffs clinched.
Yep.
Now, this is pretty much for bragging rights.
This game, the emphasis on this game is Super, the reason why I don't really
Super Bowl care preview.
Huh?
Super Bowl preview, and some people
really, everybody keeps saying that. This game is the reason why the Eagles-Steelers game really don't mean that much to me today because of these two teams. I'll explain that when we get to the Steelers and Eagles game, but everybody's calling this a potential Super Bowl preview. I hope this is a Super Bowl preview.
Everybody has to stay healthy for that to happen.
Yes. These are two teams. I'm diehard Philly, but I love watching these two teams play. It's hard to root against them because I love me some Josh Allen. I really do. And to see him having this season, even after Stephon Diggs is gone, that game he played last week, that game beats anybody. That to throw three touchdown passes and run three touchdowns in and still lose is insane.
See, with this being the first week of fantasy playoffs, you do not want a game like Josh Allen had last week going against you this week.
Because
if you do, it don't matter what your players do, you out.
Josh Allen scored. I seen some leagues where he had upwards to 86 points last week.
That was the
league you was in.
He had the most points scored by a quarterback in fantasy ever, I believe.
Yeah, fantasy history. He had the most points. If he gets that today, you might as well not set your lineup next week because it's over for you.
Man.
I think Amon-Ra St. Brown has a hell of a game today. That's me. They have got, with the playoffs going on, this is another thing. You see all this talk about A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts and, you know, all these other receivers not getting the ball. But one thing about this team, Amon-Ra St. Brown ain't had the year that he had last year, but you ain't heard nothing about it.
You haven't heard nothing about it because they this still team, give him opportunities.
Yes, this team is a team. And you see Jameson Williams stepping up. LaPorta has not had the season that he had last year either. Jared Goff, he's been consistent, but he's not just throwing the ball around 30, 40 times, not every game. Detroit is a complete team.
Yes, they are. And if their defense gets healthy, they're going to be trouble.
Yes. And I think if Buffalo, albeit as dangerous as they are now, if he can get Amari Cooper going and he gets Keon Coleman back with Dalton Kincaid. Dalton Kincaid comes back today, if I ain't mistaken. I've seen. Keon Coleman was questionable. Is he in or out? I seen he was questionable.
Keon Coleman, he might be out.
I know Kincaid is back.
Let's see.
Khalil Shakir has been he has been going. If they can get James Cook going, back going, should I say, are they gonna be as dangerous as they've been?
They've got Keon Coleman as being probable. They had Dalton Kincaid as being questionable.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar Hamlin questionable.
The other side, Coleman is questionable.
I mean, that's just one of the reports, you know, different reports have different things. Man, golly. It looked like Detroit Lions got the whole defense on IR.
Yeah, they hold, that's what I'm saying. They hold defenses on IR. That's this is the highest over under this week at 54 and a half points.
Oh, you got two high scoring games. I mean, two high scoring teams.
Yep.
What's the over under?
Over under is 54 and a half.
54 and a half.
Detroit is a 2.5 point favorite.
They'll be right around that. I'm thinking 26-24.
I'm going about 34. I think they both may get in the 30s. I mean, we didn't see the Rams Bills being 42-44.
We didn't.
And I think the Lions offense is better than the Rams offense. Especially since the Rams did not score a touchdown on Thursday night just recently.
It's going to be a good game.
Indoors in Detroit. Yeah.
If your normal cable stations do not pick this game up 3:25, whatever time this come on, you better figure out how to steal some cable. And don't call me because I ain't got no answers for you.
This is one of the few times that the late slate is better than the morning slate, the 12 o'clock slate, because this next game is it has the potential to be a good game too.
It does. Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the Los Angeles Chargers. The Bucs aim to hold on to the NFC South lead. The Chargers are clinging on to an AFC wild card slot. And they're starting to play better lately under Jim Harbaugh. They're starting to learn what he likes to do, and he's learning what they like to do, vice versa. So they're starting to come together.
He letting Justin Herbert throw the damn ball.
Yeah, I don't think he had much faith in Herbert early in the year, and now he realizes who the hell Herbert is.
Yeah, he understand what he got now. Ladd McConkey have he has been injured. Last I seen, he was questionable. Do not know if he's out or not, but he was questionable. If I throw this out there. If T. Higgins does leave Cincinnati, I would love to see T. Higgins go to the Chargers. I really want to see what Justin Herbert looked like with a big time wide receiver.
I don't know that they'd be willing to spend money like that. I don't know if he wants to go to the West Coast because you know he's from this part of the
Yeah,
country.
he want us.
Titans just need to go and throw him a bag.
Dude, T. Higgins?
Yeah. Titans need to throw him a bag.
Hell no. He may come here and ruin his career. No. Take your ass to Justin Herbert and the Chargers, man. And
Man.
powder blue on.
Don't start that. And as we know, every week Baker Mayfield shows up.
That's all he do, man. He just talk. He just show up.
He is.
That's what he do.
He is one of the better quarterbacks in the league at reading the defense. And this week we're gonna get to see if he can really read defense because this defense has been balling lately.
Man, I think the Chargers and the Broncos is two teams that you do not want to see right now. The way
Not
them
either.
defenses is flying around and hitting, no, you don't want to see that.
Watch out for Derwin James.
He'll kill you.
Literally. Literally.
He would try to kill you, man. See, that dude would try to kill you,
So he's one of those safeties that back in the day, he would have thrived. He would have
Oh,
been along that Ronnie Lott, Steve Atwater, line of
man.
safeties.
Oh,
He
man.
will take your head off if you let him.
He will knock your shit sideways if given the chance.
And considering with all the new rules and everything on how you could hit, he still does a good job and he still scares the shit out of people.
Yeah.
But with that being said, I'm still taking the Chargers money line. I'm not taking the spread. It's gonna be a close game.
The Chargers are a 3-point favorite. They're at home. The over-under is 45.5. Hopefully, Ladd McConkey plays. He's been questionable, but he did practice. He's questionable. Also, Bucky Irvin is questionable. I think he's going to play, but I know he was questionable.
Well, so, they still got Rashad White, and they still got Sean Tucker. Sean Tucker's filled in admirably when he's given the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been helpful for them whenever they need another running back to step up.
Yep. This may be Rashad White's last few games with the Bucs, too.
Man, and it's crazy because last year he was their hope, and this year he's kind of like not necessarily a liability, but – fringe liability because Bucky Irvin's been showing up.
Yeah, Bucky Irvin's is a better running back.
Yeah.
I think before we leave this game, we have to mention that the Bucks safety, Antoine Winfield Jr.,
mm-hmm.
he's out today.
Mm.
That's big.
That is.
He's one of the best safeties in the game. That's big. That may be helpful for Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnston.
Well, I think it'd be more helpful for Johnston because he was a lot of over the top help. Mm-hmm. McConkey's going to be taking a lot of underneath stuff. So unless he was lining up on his side, it wasn't going to be that much of a factor. This other one's going to be a pretty good game, too.
Yeah, I think it's bothering people that I keep saying I don't care about this game. But it was for, like, we previously was talking about Detroit and Buffalo, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is Detroit is going to get the number one seed. I don't see them falling off. I think we're pretty much concrete. We're the number two seed. I think Kansas City and Buffalo is the one and the two, and Steelers are going to be the three. Unless one of those three teams fall off and we can move into the one and they can either move into the two or the one, I think they're pretty cemented. Pittsburgh is playing today without their number one wide receiver option. George Pickens, he's not playing today.
Man, he's made me so much money early in the year and he ain't made me nothing in the past few weeks.
So you got that thing. Now, this, both teams have great defenses. We get it. It ain't no secret that you've been hearing all the stuff about A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. I don't think they have no personal beef. I think they have an on-field miscommunication. I do think, and I speak on it, I think A.J. Brown wants the ball. I don't think he's wrong for wanting the ball. That's what you brought him there for. But I think if you A.J. Brown, you have to word it differently. And I also think that you have to realize, I don't think that it's jealousy at all, but you have to realize what you got in that backfield.
Okay, so here's the thing. With the common NFL fan, they're reading way too far into this.
Mm-hmm. They want it to be the T.O. McNabb beef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you played football and have been in a football locker room, you understand. Half the team don't like each other half the year. But on game day, we're a team.
Period.
We're going to go out there and we're going to ball. And right now, the Eagles are undefeated this year in games that A.J. Brown plays in.
Now, and I will say, Jalen Hurts is not playing his best pass in the football. A.J. Brown was 100% correct in saying that. It's just how he said it that brought the problem on. That's all. They wanted to be some form of beef. And it's not. If you watch the games, if you really watch the games, if you watch the pregame, and, you know, if you follow them on Twitter, these guys are actually their friends. Like, they have been cool since high school. Jalen Hurts tried to recruit A.J. Brown to come to Alabama.
They pray on the sidelines together.
They pray on the sidelines together. They hang out together. Jalen Hurts is the godfather of A.J. Brown's daughter. So they are, when I say they're close, they are close. So to try to bring this, it's unnecessary to be a fan and a part of the media and try to bring this separation. Sometimes in the heat of the moment, you're going to say something that you don't want to say. Jamar Chase has done it to Joe Burrow, but he just said it differently. He said he always wants the ball. He's always open and he needs to get the ball. Period. That if you are a wide receiver one, that's what you're supposed to say, especially on plays where you're open. Last week, A.J. Brown had some plays where he should have got the ball. He was 100% correct. Jalen Hurts admits that he has not been playing his best in the passing game. And sometimes that may be because they know they have number 26 in the backfield with that offensive line, and ain't nothing stopped that yet.
That dude's an alien.
He's an alien. And you put him, you put this alien behind one of the best offensive lines in football, and no one has figured out how to stop that. What A.J. Brown is complaining about, if someone was to stop that, and you have to throw the ball, what are you going to do?
So earlier in the show, when I said it's hard to win late in the season, if you cannot pass the ball in this type of weather,
yep,
this is the team I was referring to.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts needs to get the passing game going. I'm not asking that he relies on it. I'm just asking that he can go to it when need be, because like you said, if they put a stop to Saquon Barkley, what are you going to do next?
Yes.
You have to prove that you can throw the ball in this type of weather and get the ball down the field.
And that is the only thing that is hampering the Philadelphia Eagles right now. That's my team. I'm going down with the ship. The run game, best run game I've seen in Philadelphia since Shady McCoy and Westbrook was there.
And
I mean, you have a Hall of Fame, damn near Hall of Fame running back there behind a Hall of Fame offense.
He's going to be first ballot.
Yeah. The offensive line, this offensive line this year, as crazy as this shit is going to sound, may be better this season than it was last year with Jason Kelce.
You know, I don't
Jason
even
Kelce
know.
Handpicked Cam Jurgens to take his spot, and it looked like it has been paying off. Didn't look like that the first couple of weeks, but I think he's came around. Myles Lotta, Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson, he's a future Hall of Famer. Mekhi Becton. We got one of the best offensive lines in the game. So before you even touch Saquon, he already done got 4 or 5 yards.
Okay, so something I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
One, I hope that one day I can at least talk about my team the way you're talking about yours. Two, there's an old saying that goes in the form of defense wins championships. Y'all got one of the best defenses right now. You can't run on them.
Mm-mm.
And then if you try to force passes, golly, y'all defense is looking good.
We have the number one ranked total defense, I think, since week 4. This is what I'm saying. This team, I hate when people say it. It's true. This team is better than the team we won the Super Bowl with.
And why is it that everybody in the media wants to make Shane Steichen look, not Shane Steichen,
Sirianni
look like a bad guy and try because to get him fired?
Because they don't like him.
They don't like him. And everyone on feels that if he doesn't win the Super Bowl this year, he could be fired.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, they just don't like Nick Sirianni. But I think the players like Nick Sirianni. He's a player's coach.
He is, but at times he throws his players under the bus too now.
He does. And honestly, I have a problem with it, but I don't have a problem with it. Whatever him and Jalen Hurts' relationship was, they may have had a problem because they weren't vibing on the sidelines at all times. I don't think this A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts beef is I don't see it. I think he just was in the moment and he said something wrong. He came out this week. He said him and Jalen is good. Jalen said the same thing. Nick Sirianni said the same thing. And I think if it really was a problem, like A.J. Brown ain't like George Pickens. He's still going out there blocking just because he's not getting the ball. You see him blocking for Saquon.
Yep.
If Saquon or Devontae score, you see him celebrating with the team. Dallas Goedert is on IR still. I don't know if he'll be back for the playoffs or not. I meant to mention that. I don't know if you got it, but is Reed Blankenship playing today?
I thought I pulled that up, but I didn't. Boom, boom, boom. Where is it at? There it go. Reed Blankenship is not on the injury report. No, he is. He's probable. Him and Sidney Brown are probable. Bryce Huff still on IR. Dallas Goedert still on IR. Brandon Graham out for the season. Mm-hmm. They even got Jalen Hurts is probable. What the hell?
It ain't no telling. Was he an offensive or defensive coach? Thank you talking about Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni played wide receiver before he became a coach. He got known because he was the offensive coordinator for the Indianapolis Colts. And he had that infamous, once he got the job with Philadelphia, he'd always be known for that dumbass press conference he had that he said a bunch of absolutely nothing.
Hey, when they did his introductory press conference, mm-hmm. I thought Philadelphia was doomed because he seemed like he didn't know nothing, didn't know how to talk to anybody or anything.
Same with Dan Campbell with Detroit. Now look at them. They two of the best coaches in the NFC.
Dan Campbell knows his stuff, but he just said some things that people didn't understand at that time, like the ankle biting and stuff. But that, mm-hmm. that guy is a locker room and team guy. He gets down and does his push-ups with his team, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, right now, the Steelers can clinch playoff berth with a win or a tie, or a Dolphins loss tie, and a Colts loss or tie. The Eagles can clinch the NFC East with a win and a Commanders loss or tie, or a tie and a Commanders loss or tie.
Yeah.
Who you got in this game?
So whoever wins this game going to the playoffs, pretty much.
Who you got winning?
Well, they both going. They both going.
Who you got winning on this game?
Just some little tidbits, man, to say. The Steelers have never won in Philadelphia since the 60s. And Russell Westbrook is undefeated in Philadelphia.
Russell Westbrook?
I mean Russell Wilson. Okay. My bad. Russell Westbrook in Denver.
You think he's going to get a triple-double?
In a whole nother damn sport.
Triple-double. Okay. Gotcha.
But, yeah, Russell Wilson has never won. I mean, he's never lost in Philadelphia. And the Steelers haven't won in Philadelphia since the 60s, I believe. Mm. These two teams used to be – if you don't know the background of this in-state rival, these two teams used to be one team, and they was called the Steagles. I'm pretty sure you heard of that before.
You talked about it on the show last week, I believe.
Yeah. Just a little history lesson, but we'll see. And I think whoever can get the run game going or get any kind of run game going should win this game. If I had to pick, I would probably take Philadelphia because they really don't have to worry about George Pickens.
I'm taking Philadelphia for that reason, mm-hmm. and because they've been poking the bear all week.
Yeah,
they've been poking the bear all week, and them boys are gonna go out there and show you that they get along and they have a connection.
Last time they played each other, A.J. Brown had 3 touchdowns in 1 quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see.
A.J. might have a big day today. I still didn't bet on him, but he might have a big day. Either. All right, so we got the Green Bay Packers versus Seattle Seahawks.
This is the Sunday night game.
Yeah, it's the Sunday night game.
Which could be another good game. I need to see.
It is Sunday night game, yeah.
Yeah, this our last game.
Yeah.
So I have some news about this game. Kenneth Walker is not playing tonight. So this is another Zach Charbonnet heavy load game for the Seahawks. Although Green Bay run defense is pretty good, you're going to get Zach Charbonnet all game.
I like Charbonnet.
Yeah, I like him too. And he had a hell of a game last week.
I put money on him last week to get that, and he, well, not to get that, but to cover. And he covered his rushing plus receiving yards.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever Kenneth Walker's out, he does have a pretty good game. And I think he's covered three of the four times that Kenneth Walker was out.
Yeah. I think it's interesting they got Green Bay. Green Bay is a 2.5 point favorite, the total over under 46.5. I don't know. For some reason, I thought that Seattle may be favored.
Well, Seattle has a problem stopping the run right now. And Josh Jacobs is a downhill runner. Josh Jacobs is going to run through that. I ain't going to say run through that defense, but that defense is going to know he there today.
Now, let me say this about Green Bay. I know we love Jordan Love, and we love the receivers, Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Romeo Dobbs, Luke Musgrave. I know we love them all. I know we love them all, but please believe, I'm telling you, this is a run-first team. This team, it starts and ends with Josh Jacobs. If they can get Josh Jacobs going and he can get – he may not get three touchdowns like he did last week, but you also notice that they've been trying to get Josh Jacobs the ball in the passing game too. So you had Jaden Reed with a big fat-ass zero last week, just like I got Cooper Kupp with a big fat-ass zero this week.
Even though
Green Bay's run defense is good, I do like Zach Charbonnet this week. Against Detroit, he's asking, would I take Charbonnet or James Cook? I don't know. That's a good one. I may take Charbonnet. I like Cook, though.
I would take Cook,
but they ain't really giving the ball that much last week.
I would take Charbonnet for the simple fact that Charbonnet does not play with Josh Allen.
Facts.
Josh Allen
ain't trying to run the ball.
Josh Allen's going to run the ball.
Mm-hmm. They did not really incorporate James Cook last week. For whatever reason, I don't know. But.
And it's still a tough matchup for Charbonnet, but I think Charbonnet has a better matchup and better opportunities right now.
Mm-hmm.
So while we – oh, shit. Looks like I was sending somebody a text. So while we're on bets, I didn't really speak much on what I took. So I took Chris Boswell of the Pittsburgh Steelers to take over 6.5 kicking points. Josh Jacobs over 89.5 rushing plus receiving yards.
Mm-hmm.
David Montgomery over 15.5 receiving yards. Malik Nabers over 62.5 receiving yards. Kymie Fairbairn over 7.5 kicking points. CeeDee Lamb over 5.5 receptions. Tyreek Hill over 68.5 receiving yards. So that's all the bets I'm on this week other than the spreads.
Jamar Chase over 70 yards. I'm taking Derrick Henry over 70 yards rushing. CeeDee Lamb, five receptions.
Ooh, shit. That's a good question, Smeezy. Let me go look at some projections on that.
Okay. I'm taking Garrett Wilson over 50 yards receiving. I'm going to go with you on this one, T. I'm taking Tyreek Hill to have a good day today. I'm taking him over 75 yards. I did say this, Bo Nix, 25 yards rushing. A.J. Brown gets at least 4 catches today. Now, if I had to pick this between JSN and DK Metcalf, I think I'm going to go with JSN. JSN been their number one receiver these past few weeks. DK Metcalf may get the receiving touchdown, but I think JSN has more catches. We've been on for 1.5 hours.
It's all right. We've been having fun for 1.5 hours. I'm going to look at this real quick, and then I'm going to help get us up out of here. But, all right, DK's line 61.5. JSN's line is 64.5.
Yep. They like JSN more. JSN has been their best receiver.
The past 5 games, DK has hit his 3 of those 5. Green Bay is 22nd in yards allowed receiving, but they're number 5 in yards allowed receiving to wide receivers. So take that for whatever it's worth. JSN has hit his line in 5 of the last 5 games. So who am I taking? JSN.
You got to.
You got to take consistency.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't go over all 80 fantasy teams. But as far as my fantasy team this week, did I tell you who I was going against? I had to look at it when we got to talking about Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going against Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray. Cooper Kupp got 0, which is great. Marvin Harrison Jr., Nico Collins. Kyren Williams already got 13 points for him. Joe Mixon, T.J. Hockenson, Rashad White, Kai Fabian, and Baltimore defense. Right now, I got 17.8 points. He's got 13.2, and I am favored by 30 points.
Yeah, you should win. That's a big deficit.
First round of the playoffs, I better do something, but you know people might not show up to play.
Good luck this week. Week 1 fantasy playoffs. I'm ready. We got 35 minutes. I got to put these bets in.
I've already sent mine out. I will send out more bets later on NBA if I find something I like. If I don't find something I like, I'm not going to send it. We will do another show tomorrow night to cover a recap of today's games and also to cover Monday Night Football.
Two games tomorrow.
And we are also looking at possibly doing a Wednesday show to cover Thursday Night Football and a couple of the college football games this coming week.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, I've got time off. Mike has time off. We might slide in a few extra shows here and there just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, I may start doing some shorts and some reels, too. You know, just to get some stuff out there because I know people like to see my face.
Oh, whoever told you that lied to you.
They like seeing my face, man. I know what I be talking about a little bit.
Oh, you know what you're talking about. I was just talking about seeing the face thing. All right, anything else you want to hit on before we get up out of here?
Nah, man, I'm good. We can end it. Let's roll.
As always, we appreciate each and every one of you who tune in and watch the show, whether you watch it live or whether you watch it recorded. Without you, we're nothing but two guys sitting here talking football, which we don't mind doing, but we appreciate your presence. Thank you and have good luck today, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
See y'all tomorrow, man.